From NPR News, it's Day to Day. As though divorce isn't tough enough, now we've got to worry about it hurting the environment. Researchers at Michigan State University have concluded that breaking up is bad ecologically. Marketplace's Bob Moon joins us now. Bob, what is it that these researchers find?
Well, yeah, this might give new meaning to the idea that love conquers all, Alex, because it might even help fight global warming if you stay together. That's because these Michigan State researchers have found that divorce leads to what they're calling resource-inefficient lifestyles. They track divorce and resource use in the U.S. and 11 other countries, both developed and developing nations. And here in the U.S., they found that households that split up over the course of a year could have saved 38 million rooms, 73 billion kilowatt hours of electricity, and 627 billion gallons of water when you compare the consumption of divorced people with married households. It's about 50% more overall. The flip side is divorce might be good if you're trying to sell people things. It increases the demand for more household products like washing machines and refrigerators. But when you add it all up, you can start figuring out how much of an impact this has. Here in this country, households headed by a person who was divorced rose to more than 15 million in 2000 from around 3 million in 1970.
So do researchers have any ideas on how to fix the problem here?
Well, they're not weighing in on how to deal with the rising number of divorces, but they are suggesting a fix that kind of sounded familiar to me, Alex. You know, back in the 60s and 70s, there were these two divorced guys named Oscar and Felix who moved in together.
Oh, yeah.
Well, remember, that was the whole theme of The Odd Couple, and it turns out that Oscar and Felix may have been ahead of their time. Cohabitation might be a good thing here. These researchers suggest that governments might want to offer tax incentives for divorced people to either remarry or cohabitate, and maybe even extend waiting periods before allowing for divorces.
Bob, have the green groups said anything about this research?
Yeah, there's a group called the Center for the New American Dream, and the head of that organization says that this study shows that divorce might be a good time to scale back on your material possessions that you surround yourself with. Maybe think about moving in with family or getting a roommate or something like that. But she also says that the group wouldn't advocate staying in an unhappy relationship just because it's better for the environment. I guess if you're not going to do it for the kids, there's probably not much chance that you'll think twice about doing it for the sake of the planet, Alex.
Bob Moon. Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.